ABC Radio Australia. Researchers have discovered that brown tree snakes in Guam can twist themselves into lassos to climb trees and poles. Since their introduction more than 70 years ago, the snakes have become an ecological menace in the country, gobbling up nearly all the native birds. To save the US territory's remaining bird life, the researchers placed nests on top of smooth poles that they were sure no snake could climb. But that was until, by chance, one snake was caught on video doing just that. To find out more, I've been speaking to Julie Savage in the Department of Fish, Wildlife and Conservation Biology at Colorado State University, who co-authored the new study on the brown snake.
I had never seen anything like this before. Well, part of me was disappointed that I could see that the snake could defeat a baffle that we were trying to develop to protect birds nesting on top of poles. But the other part of me was really excited because this just looked like something so unique. And I actually presented the information at a herpetological meeting and asked if anybody had seen this before, and nobody said they had. So it was clear that we were seeing a pretty unusual type of locomotion. We just didn't know if it was a new one or not.
So since 2016, you've obviously, you've done some like experiments, you've done further research into this. Like you were saying, it's pretty unique. Just how significant, I guess, is it, and unique, what have you found it to be?
Well, we contacted Dr. Bruce Jane, who's a co-author on the paper with us, and he has spent most of his career working on snake locomotion. And so the first thing we wanted to do was get his impressions of the locomotion. And indeed, he'd never seen anything like this as well. But to really know if it was different, Tom Seibert, another co-author on the paper, went back over to Guam and did some very high resolution video to be able to really see what was going on. And indeed, we found out that this was different than any of the other four types of snake locomotion that have been identified for over 100 years, and not a subcategory of one of these, but actually a new fifth type of locomotion.
If you could take me back a little bit just to the origins of the snake, do we know where it's come from before it came to Guam?
Yes. So the snake was probably introduced during World War II, late 1940s, maybe early 1950s. And it most likely was accidentally introduced through military cargo coming from the New Guinea region over into Guam. Snake also occurs in Australia, parts of Australia. And shortly after it was introduced, the bird populations just plummeted. And basically, it's responsible for extirpating the majority of the native forest birds on Guam.
So considering it came from a different area, New Guinea, and came over to Guam, and before we discovered that this snake could move the way that it does, there were four types of locomotion. Do we know if on New Guinea they were able to perform that at all, or is this an adaptation that's happened in Guam?
Oh, I think the snakes probably can do it within its native range, and we haven't looked at it. It would be pretty interesting to see. But most likely, it evolved in tropical regions that have smooth bark trees. And it's probably evolved so the snake can ascend some of these trees and get to resources higher up in the tree. Guam doesn't have smooth bark trees, so it was a nice adaptation to already have, but it wasn't necessarily needed on Guam.
I'm wondering, are you able to describe, I guess, you know, one of the most fascinating parts of this is that it's sort of a lasso motion that they do moving up a pole or a tree. Are you able to describe what they do and how they are able to do it?
So the snake forms a loop around the cylinder with its body, and it creates a knot or an interlocking region. So the posterior or tail part of the body kind of hooks on to the anterior or head part of the body. And then it forms this loop, which looks a little bit like a lasso. And then it tightens that loop or lasso around the cylinder to prevent, it generates friction and prevents the body from slipping down. So it's got a really tight hold on the cylinder. And then it has these little bends in that loop of the lasso, which it can then move upward. And it kind of looks like a wave is going along the body, and it gradually shifts these bends upward. And, you know, from afar, it looks kind of like the snake is wiggling up the tube.
Is it a, when I was looking at the video, it seemed like the snake was pausing to take breaks. That was noted as one of the things that it was doing. Is it an efficient way for a snake to move up a tree?
Not really. It good question. It takes a lot of energy to do this type of locomotion. In fact, the snakes pause frequently, sometimes for as much as 15 minutes during a climb. And you can actually see the snake breathing heavily with its body. So no, it's going to use other types of locomotion if it can, because this is so expensive in terms of energy.
So is it then perhaps the best way to attempt to climb a tree that is very smooth? Are the other ways of locomotion much harder to be able to grip onto a smooth pole or tree?
Right. So if there were little crevices or in the tree caused by bark or branches and things like that, it can use one of a couple of other types of locomotion that would be much easier for it. But if it's a pretty smooth bark tree without those, then we think lasso locomotion would allow it to go up.
You were saying before that once the snakes were introduced to Guam, they obviously became quite a pest and they were eating up all the native birds, unfortunately, almost all of them. And then as well, as you were saying, authorities there and researchers and scientists, they placed those poles that were smooth poles and the nests at the top of the poles, thinking that the snakes wouldn't be able to climb up something so smooth. Obviously, they were wrong because they can do it. What sort of impact will this have now on Guam, now that we know that they actually can climb these things that were put in as preventative measures?
Well, so what we were actually doing was putting nest boxes onto very narrow poles, which we know a brown tree snake can climb. And then we were putting what's called a stovepipe baffle, which is about 8 inches in diameter by about 3 feet high. And most snakes cannot climb over something like that. Now we know that brown tree snakes can employ lasso locomotion and go up. But given that, if we realize that we can design different types of baffles, such as a cone-shaped baffle that flares upward, and that makes the snake have to readjust its body, and that's really hard for it. Other things we now know, that a larger cylinder, like a larger concrete utility pole, is going to be a pretty safe place to put nest boxes for birds that do use nest boxes, but not a narrow pole, because a brown tree snake could go up those.
My final question, Julie, is just about, we've talked a little about the impact that it could have, this research, on Guam itself. I'm wondering, though, the impact just on the science of snakes, or in the field of snakes, is this going to have a massive impact in that world at all now that this fifth locomotion has been discovered?
Well, I think there are a few important contributions. First of all, as you mentioned, we've got a fifth mode of locomotion after nearly 100 years. That's pretty cool. I think it also is really amazing that so many of us have studied this snake. It's probably one of the most well-studied snake there is. And yet, I've worked on the snake for over 30 years, and yet we've just learned something completely new. So not just for snakes, but animals in general. It's a message that we're still learning new things, even about species we think we understand.
Emeritus Professor Julie Savage from Colorado State University speaking there. And we're going to post a video that shows the brown snake's lasso technique on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page later today. I'd recommend checking it out. It's really fascinating and it really does look like a lasso. I just love stories like that, that even with the amount of science that we have, we're still discovering new things. I'd love to know what you think. Have you seen snakes do something like this where you are? Get in touch on the Facebook page and let me know.